Meanwhile, a series of bomb blasts across Iraq have killed at least 34 people. Scores of others have been injured in those explosions. In the capital, Baghdad, car bombs shook several Shia districts across the city, killing 21 people. Deadly bomb attacks also shook the cities of Kirkuk, Bahuba, Mukhdadiyah, and Tarmiya, all causing casualties. So far, no group or individual has claimed responsibility for that violence. The unrest comes one day after unknown gunmen killed 12 people in the capital, Baghdad. Violence has increased sharply across Iraq during the past 2 months, with hundreds of people losing their lives during this time. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Sabah Jawad, who is the director of the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, who's joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Jawad, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, the ever-present question, Mr. Jawad, is who does this violence really help in the region, considering, you know, instability in Iraq would affect all regional countries?
Well, we know that Iraq is targeted by various countries in the region, and also by the Americans, and that's for several reasons, basically. One of them is the sectarianism. Some countries in the Middle East actually don't like the structure of the Iraqi government, and they consider them as very close to Iran, and taking a positive role on the Syrian positions as well, because Iraq did not join in the Arab League plotting against Syria and has independent lines on that, is calling for a political solution. And there are many, many reasons why Iraq is targeted. The United States actually don't want Iraq to be strong and stable. They wanted to rock the boat over time and rely on political forces within Iraq, for example, like.
So then, you know, Mr. Jawad, you know, many of the U.S. allies in the region, such as Saudi Arabia, you know, and Qatar and the other Persian Gulf monarchies, why aren't they working harder to resolve the issues of Iraq and keep it safe, considering all of this will really affect them too, won't it?
Well, I mean, you know, they're very short-sighted, actually, because what they're doing in Syria is it's against Arab security and the Middle East security in general. They are doing these kind of things because, actually, it's not the... it's not their decision. It's the decision of the Americans and the Israelis to create mayhem in the Middle East and divide the Middle East and create sectarian tension in the Middle East. So Qatar and Saudi Arabia, actually, this is not their own opinion. This is what the American instruct them to do. And on top of that, you have the very negative role of Turkey as well. Iraq just about to launch a complaint to the Security Council about the movement of the PKK forces into Iraq without the agreement of the Iraqi government. There are already several thousand fighters from the PKK in Iraq, and they're going to be joined by another 2,000 from Turkey because of the so-called peace agreement between the Turkish government and the PKK relationship. And I must say that even the Iraqi government... you know, the security forces in Iraq infiltrated by a lot of appointments made by the occupation forces in Iraq as well. This is very strange, actually, that these explosions happening on a daily basis in Iraq in very secure area.
All right, Mr. Jawad, I do apologize for having cut you off there, but it seems that we have unfortunately run out of time. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Sabah Jawad speaking to us live.